They gave me the Zaheer in my change. I stared at it for a moment and went out into the street, perhaps with the beginnings of a fever. I reflected that every coin in the world is a symbol of those famous coins which glitter in history and fable. I thought of Charon's obol, of the obol for which Belisarius begged, of Judas's 30 coins, of the drachmas of Lay, the famous courtesan, of the ancient coin which one of the seven sleepers proffered, of the shining coins of the wizard in the 1001 Nights that turned out to be bits of paper, of the inexhaustible penny of Isaac Lacedaemon, of the 60,000 pieces of silver, one for each line of an epic, which Firdausi sent back to a king because they were not of gold, of the doubloon which Ahab nailed to the mast, of Leopold Bloom's irreversible florin, of the Louis whose pictured face betrayed the fugitive Louis the 16th near Varennes. As if in a dream, the thought that every piece of money entails such illustrious connotations as these seemed to me of a huge, though inexplicable, importance. My speed increased as I passed through the empty squares and along the empty streets. At length, weariness deposited me at a corner. I saw a patient iron grating, and beyond, the black and white flagstones of the Concepcion. I had wandered in a circle and was now a block away from the store where they had given me the Zaheer. I turned back. The dark window told me from a distance that the shop was now closed. In Belgrano Street, I took a cab. Sleepless, obsessed, almost happy, I reflected that there is nothing less material than money. Since any coin whatsoever, let us say a coin worth 20 centavos, is, strictly speaking, a repertory of possible futures. Money is abstract, I repeated. Money is the future tense. It can be an evening in the suburbs, or music by Brahms. It can be maps, or chess, or coffee. It can be the words of Epictetus teaching us to despise gold. It is a Proteus more versatile than the one on the Isle of Pharos. It is unforeseeable time, Bergsonian time, not the rigid time of Islam or the porch. The determinists deny there is such a thing in the world as a single possible act. It est an act that could or could not happen. A coin symbolizes man's free will. I did not suspect that these thoughts were an artifice opposed to the Zaheer and an initial form of its demoniacal influence. I fell asleep after much brooding, but I dreamed that I was the coins guarded by a griffin. Jorge Borges, The Zaheer.